Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, this is Lee Bright filling in for Tara. We have Bill Connor calling in. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Charleston. Bill, you on the line?
I am. Yes, Lee.
Hey, great having you on. Miss seeing you around. I know you're down in Orangeburg, but I appreciate you fighting the good fight down there in Charleston.
No, I appreciate it. We actually, my wife and I, after our last kid, moved off to college, moved down to Mount Pleasant. So I got an office in Orangeburg, but I'm right down there in the place that we'll talk about. We're bringing the fight.
Good deal. Tell us all about it. I know you're on the front line.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And thanks for exposing what's going on, because the rest of the state really needs to know. There are really two issues, and one right now seems to have actually been raised up even more surprisingly, and that's the first thing is this the Lee highway marker, which I think I've seen a letter right now already by most Republican legislators sent to Alan Wilson, telling him to get a writ of mandamus to basically put this marker back up. The city took it down. They claimed it was by request to the property owner, Charleston School District. But it, I think by any reading of it, would fall under the Heritage Act. And I got involved in the sense of working with the American Heritage Association. And I'm glad your listeners can hear this bit, because they definitely need support, because they're the ones that are getting in touch with people like me to bring the fight. But pretty much we had letters going back and forth, and the last letter said that the city disagreed with the analysis of whether or not it would go under the Heritage Act, but was actively working to try to put it somewhere. I talked to the local UDC, and, you know, they're stuck in a bind. They have a museum there, and they've got a lease with the city. So there's some concerns, I think, for some of the local bodies in taking this on. But thank goodness right now the legislature is taking it on, and they're basically trying to get the attorney general activated for it. So that's the Lee marker issue. The other one I'm much more heavily involved in is the Calhoun Monument. And if we go back last year, during some of the height of the BLM Antifa rioting, and most people saw that really sort of middle of the night decision by the Charleston City Council to just take down the Calhoun Monument. And unfortunately, nothing at that point, lawsuit-wise or otherwise, was done. And we know they tore it down. They took this incredible bronze statue, which, and this is legally important, back in the 19th century, these ladies got together, the Ladies Calhoun Monument Association, spent years after the war, destitute, gathering money up to create this thing. And then once they created it and got the small patch of land in Marion Square, they gave it to the city, late 19th century, in trust. It's clear from the letters that the city accepted it sort of to maintain the honor of John T. Calhoun, the statue and all that. So going to December of this year, the American Heritage Association contacted me to tell me that they were about to send the bronze statue that they've currently warehoused out to Los Angeles to this exhibit called Lactar. And I would encourage viewers to go do some research on the Lactar exhibit, because disgusting probably doesn't really even rise to the level of the kind of so-called artwork that they've got there. But they are trying to get hold of these former monuments, southern monuments, to bring them in to clearly ridicule them within this sort of lost cause. And it's called a monuments exhibit. And the plan is actually to take these things around to K-12 and really, I think, demean the statues, the people that put the statues up, with some of their quote-unquote art, which is, in my opinion, quite inappropriate for K-12. But what I got involved in was bringing suit on a charitable trust cause of action, saying that the city can't do this. The city does not own it in fee. They accepted it in trust from this ladies group. And my plaintiffs are descendants of the ladies group as well as descendants of John C. Calhoun. And so that was the initial cause of action that we brought. We brought it. The History Commission down there, which is basically appointed by the city council, voted 7-4 to send it out to Los Angeles, but it had to be approved by the city council. City council was going to vote on it January 11th. They took it off their agenda. Why they did it, you know, I suspect it may have had something to do with this lawsuit, and I hope that we had an effect on that. But right now it's off the agenda, so we don't know when they're going to put it back on. We added the cause of action for the Heritage Act because, frankly, they really should have torn it down in the first place. If you look at the Heritage Act, and of course the Heritage Act was upheld, they should have had to go through the legislature before tearing down anything. So right now the lawsuit's been filed. We're going through some amendments. Like, for example, we sued city council members individually for a reason, as well as the mayor. Two city council members are coming off, two coming on, so we're making a switch on that. But otherwise, you know, we're going full bore in this whole thing. And I've been interviewed by not just sort of South Carolina media, but even out in California. And look at the Southern California Reporter. They sort of understood this idea that these cities that give their word to take something in trust, regardless of what the monument is, can't do something like this where they just arbitrarily decide to send it out to some of this nature. It's unfortunately right now, it is going on not just in South Carolina, but Virginia, I think Louisiana, other states where it's not enough to have torn these things down. There's really almost an idea to rub people's faces in it with this kind of thing, where you're going to put an exhibit that's going to basically demean. And that's part of the lawsuit, is saying that, you know, this is all part of a quote unquote, you know, demeaning lost cause sort of exhibit. And the city of Charleston has no right after having received this thing. And they didn't pay for it. They didn't build it. These little ladies back in the after the war, when things were devastated, put it together. So that's what's going on. Heritage Act, correction, the Heritage Association is, you know, gathering up funds to help continue the lawsuit. But we're in the fight. And Lauren Martell has also joined on as co-counsel. So I think we got a good team together to help push this thing.
Yeah, is that a state organization, the American Heritage Association?
Yeah, they got and you can Google it up, but Brett Berry is the guy. And yeah, it was actually pretty much put together last year after this stuff started really happening. It's got a council made up of various, you know, members, historical history experts, and members of Charleston who believe in maintaining these kind of things. It's there's a guy named Dr. Walter Curry, who has done a lot of historical work with South Carolina State, and his ancestor was a slave during the war. He wants to maintain all this history, and he's helping us in that fight as one member, for example.
Now, if people help the American Heritage Association, so that'll go towards the lawsuit. Is that what's that set up for? Or are they kind of separate, but they're the ones?
That's correct. Yep. And it's you just go to AmericanHeritageAssociation.org, and it'll tell you a bit more about this. And it again helps fund the lawsuit. Not just the lawsuit too. I tell you, there are other things you know, they're getting people together. They're sending out press releases. They're trying to expose what's going on, because a lot of this was occurring just because people didn't know. I didn't know, for example, about this, the whole LaxArt exhibit. Now that it's being exposed, it's going to go out in the media as to what this thing is all about. Initially, it was sort of portrayed as just loaning the statue, which they are technically loaning it, but we suspect it's never going to come back.
But Bill Connor, let me ask you a question. You have time to hold through a break, yes, so we can go over a little bit about this institute and a little bit about what they're doing?
Sure. Yep.
All right, good deal. We'll hold through the break. If I can keep you for one more segment, we'll get into some more details on Charleston, on the monument down there, as well as the sign. This is Lee Bright filling in for Tara.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, this is Lee Bright filling in for Tara. We've got Bill Connor on the line talking a little bit about the Calhoun statue down in Charleston, as well as the Robert E. Lee sign. I just wanted to ask, because you had mentioned, you kind of alluded to some things about the place in Los Angeles. You said they're going to melt this down. Where is the statue now?
Yeah, well, right now it's being warehoused in Charleston. And just to be clear, the idea is not to melt it down. In some ways, I think that would actually be possibly more honoring to what they're planning to do. What the description of the LaxArt Monument exhibit is to exhibit not just this statue, but other statues coming from southern states with their contemporary art. to show, basically contextualize it. But to give you an idea of some of their contemporary art, there's, you know, things like the Sperm Cult, which you can see a fully naked frontal, naked individual and some other things with it. There's an exhibit called Remote Castration, and various different things, which, you know, hard, I really don't want to describe over the radio, but I, you know, just one thing is a sign saying someone wants to cut a hole in you and F you through it. But that, this is the kind of the thing we're talking about within this art exhibit, of taking these kind of monuments that, in this case, the Calhoun Monument that was put in trust of the city to honor, into this kind of disgusting type setup. And what I understand is the idea is to take this, it's on loan right now to Los Angeles, but then send these monuments with these other contextualizing type things out around the country. And the way they work things is to sort of almost take away from the hideousness of what they're showing. So Remote Castration, I'm just going to read a couple things because it's important to understand what the way they describe things is: a group exhibition reflecting the Me Too and Time's Up movement, how they resonate with the trajectory of feminism in contemporary art, derived from a piece of graffiti spotted in the fall of such and such, provocative barometer for collective consciousness operating around gender, power today, paradigm shift, so on and so forth. So it raises important questions: social behavior, sexual ethics, truth, desire, repression. But then it's got things like, I just read the sign that's called art, a woman holding a picture of a woman holding a severed male organ, that kind of thing. That is what the mayor of Charleston was trying to push in the city council, to take one of the most important statues in South Carolina history. It was put together for the years and years of sacrifice out to this place. So like I said, if you melted it down, probably 10 times better as far as the honoring of these women, these descendants of Calhoun.
Like I read it, and we're talking with Bill Connor from Mount Pleasant now, about what's going on in Charleston, but it seems like I'd read they were going to melt it down, so I guess that was some fake news, but maybe was that something they discussed in the beginning?
Well, I think what may be mixed up with is the Lee Memorial was melted down.
Okay.
And again, I'll be quite frank with you, from a visceral end of this whole thing, that would be a better result than what I'm seeing here, which is to so dishonor and demean this thing with this kind of exhibit. So I know in Virginia, they've had issues where people are willing to buy the monuments and still they're sending them out through a crazy bid process out to Laxart. I know Baltimore sent some statues. It really is just, it's something people need to be aware of. And frankly, the idea of pushing this stuff toward anybody, but let alone K-12, even without the monuments, is something that I think most Americans would say is inappropriate. And I again recommend people look at the Laxart, LAXART exhibits. They can look at what I just talked about. That's where, again, they're looking at sending this thing. Hopefully, with the lawsuit going, because part of the lawsuit is if we have to do a temporary restraining order, but preventing it from going out there. And with the legislature already sending off letters to the attorney general to get rid of Amanda's from the Supreme Court, to tell the mayor and city council to put these things back up, potentially they could go back up where they should have. And that would have been the best thing really last year. But at least right now we caught on to it. We're exposing it. And I think the vast majority of Americans of all races would understand we don't need to support an exhibit like this.
When's the mayor for Charleston up for re-election again?
You know, I'm not sure. I would need to check on that.
Yeah, I'm just amazed that this guy, I mean, he didn't defend his citizens when Charleston was under assault by the mob. And now all this, I just can't see how this guy could get reelected.
Yeah, it's surprising. But I will say that you saw what happened in Virginia. The pendulum was swinging back hard. I think there was a lot of shock and, you know, stuff from last year. People just confused about what was going on. And of course, you and I, Lee, know what the media is like and what they've done. But now the media has lost all credibility. So again, Virginia, I think, is a harbinger of the average American that is catching on to here's reality. And right now, we're in a tough boat that we can fight our way out of. But these the progressive left has really put us in a terrible position.
And it, and the group that is the American Heritage Association.
Yes.
Okay.
AmericanHeritageAssociation.org is where they find the information. And I can tell you personally, it's going to a good cause. And it's going to be a good fight. I mean, they're going to put a lot of resources behind attempting to almost pull the power play. They want to send this thing out there. But we're going to fight tooth and nail.
You know, that was the thing we had with the flag debate, is we knew it wouldn't end there. We knew that was just the beginning. And,
yep.
and they've proven us right, and it's not always a good feeling to be proven right. And I just appreciate what you're doing down there. I mean, I know that you fight for a lot of good causes, and hopefully you're able to prevail.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Hey, appreciate this. Bill Connor, who is representing the AmericanHeritageAssociation.org in the fight against Charleston. I appreciate him coming on the show. This is we're up against a break. On the other side, we'll talk some more about the monuments and some more federal issues. This is Lee Bright filling in for Tara.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Lee filling in for Tara. That website that Bill Connor was talking about is actually LAX Art, LAX Art, which don't look it up with your kids. I tell you, this is it's amazing. The degenerates out in California have a mayor in Charleston that apparently is one of them, and he is sending the statue of men that obviously, you know, you think about the nullification crisis and John C. Calhoun and what that was all about, and the fact that they were basically going to punish the South because the North, you know, needed the money from the tariffs, and John C. Calhoun stood in the way. And I know that, you know, we always get wrapped around the axle of slavery and things of that nature, but you know, when you look at the comments from Lincoln and the Lincoln-Douglas debates about how he felt about, you know, blacks. I mean, they were racist by anyone's standards, and his obsession with sending blacks out of the country was just beyond the pale. So, you know, it's this moral self-righteousness that people get, and the attacks on Southern history is just, you know, we got to say enough. I mean, we got so much that is just beyond the pale that we just take. And I just want to thank Bill Connor for standing in the gap and fighting the good fight down there. He's in Mount Pleasant, and he's taking on the city of Charleston. And I won't go to Charleston and of course I don't go to Charleston much, but I wouldn't spend one dime in Charleston. Nobody should spend a dime in Charleston until Tecklenburg's gone. You ought to just not spend any money in that city because he's such a tyrant. And the way he has done things down there, he needs to go. And I would encourage people just to stay away from Charleston till he's gone. I mean, it's just he's trying to turn Charleston into another San Francisco, and we ought not tolerate it. We ought not support it. But and that city council as well. I mean, it's an absolute embarrassment for this state. So appreciate Bill Connor and what he's done. And you know, Charleston has made its money off of, you know, you go down there and look at the the carts and things like that in Southern history. I mean, they've benefited so much from Southern history and the way that they have betrayed it. And there's a lot of good people in Charleston, a lot of good people. And I've got a close friend in San Francisco. There's good people everywhere. But I got to tell you, this Charleston's out of control and taking up these signs and all this. And I hope that Bill Connor's able to prevail, you know, in his lawsuit against them. And you know, it's frustrating. It's so frustrating. But to see our cities go the way, and of course New Orleans has kind of done the same thing. All these cities and these mayors of these towns are just out of control. And you know, it's heartbreaking to see. But that website, if you go to it, like I said, don't have the kids around, but it's. It's not something that you would think that somebody would want to be involved with, but all this stuff they're cramming into us on the cultural front, and we're just taking it, and then they're trying to shame us over people when it comes to Robert E. Lee, honorable men that fought, you know, for his home state, and just the shame they bring on them, and just the filth and degradation that is our modern culture, and the fact that they want to cram this onto us, and when we won't accept mental illness and self-mutilation as something positive, then we're the bad guys. And I mean, that is just, you know, that's just unreal. So we got a mess on our hands, we got a fight on our hands, and we got children and grandchildren that are depending on us to be in that fight, and so many of us are not, and so many of us cower when it comes to pushing back on these new social norms. And you know, whether it's the all these liberal left-leaning movements that have come upon us, we got to push back on that. We got to push back on this thing of where the state just seems to think that our money is there. Same thing on the federal level, and just spending it. You know, they talk about it. You know, when you watch the news and you read in the paper, they talk about, you know, a surplus like it's their money. And I mean, and of course, a lot of the federal money is the surplus. And the problem is that's borrowed money, that's printed money, that's money we don't have. And you think about it, all you folks that every 5 years seem to fall into Lindsey Graham's, the conservative movement. He voted for that infrastructure bill, and he needs to be held accountable. And it's unfortunate, but he seems to always have enough money and do the right thing for about a year. And we gotta change how we measure people. The measurement of a legislator or an official shouldn't be, because this is what's really troubling me on the federal level especially, Trump shouldn't be the yardstick. Trump shouldn't decide, is this guy conservative or not? Oh, if Trump says he is, you do your own homework. I mean, you know, because Trump's got a great relationship with Lindsey Graham, and I can tell you, he's definitely picked a bad one there. So, you know, we've got to, and somebody text or writes in, can you spell that website again? It's laxart.org, laxart.org. So, you know, we've got another texter, you know, I had somebody text me about this group that's fighting the battle out in Charleston. They're good people and are in the fight, you know, trying to push back on some of this. So, you know, it's so frustrating to see that, you know, what they've done with Charleston. Another says, why does a mayor with a plantation mentality think he has the authority to remove and dispose of a historic statue that was privately funded? Well, that's what the lawsuit's going to be about. That's what the American Heritage Association and Bill Connor and Brett Berry, that's what they're trying to do is deal with this, because I think he was outside his legal realm. But these Marxists, these folks, they don't care. They don't care what the law is. They're going to do what they want to do, because he's got the big chair down there in Charleston City, and he thinks, you know, he controls the city. And that's the other problem we got, is we got people that think they control people because they hold an elected office. They think they've got all this control. And I watched him sniveling when they were coming after him down there, because he didn't defend the city when they were marching in the streets and tearing up the restaurants and spray painting private property, and the city did nothing. So, you know, I just hope that they will hold to account and demand law and order down there, and this city council that's out of control. I hope people will in the city of Charleston will rise up and vote them out. I mean, that's what you got to do. But in the meantime, the sovereign state of South Carolina and its attorney general, needs to step in and deal with this, because it's wrong. What he did was wrong, and that's got to be – we can't just let people do things like that. I remember when the lady climbed up and took down the flag. I mean, she ought to went to jail. I mean, if you assault public property, it shouldn't be about whether or not you people feel like what you did was right. It ought to be what about the law is. And, I mean, people get glorified on the left when they do things like that. But you let somebody on the right do it and see how quickly they go to jail. You let a lady on the right go to the Capitol, she gets shot and killed, and nothing happens. Nothing. It's just obscene, this country, and we got to fight back, because we are just, it's so frustrating, and I want to be positive, but it is just so aggravating to see people that are so self-righteous and so much against our nation's history, but yet when it comes to self-mutilization and gender identity and all these other things that are just so contrary to common sense is glorified, and people that fought for their home state are vilified, and that's just it's beyond the pale. But that's where we are as a society and a culture, and we've let it happen because we've gotten so accepting of so many things that we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or upset anybody or make anybody mad. And of course, it's going to get to the point to where it's going to be illegal for us to say these things. And I remember conversations with the late, great Russ Castle. I used to tell him the first sign that the Republic was completely lost was when he would be, not allowed to speak. And I think when it comes down to it, they're going to silence you. I was reading an article about pastors in California. I mean, they're trying to silence them. And, whether you agree or not, it's all kind of intertwined when you think about it. I mean, if you look at the vaccine mandates, I mean, whether you want a vaccination or not, If you don't want one, you ought not be forced to have one. If you don't want to support certain lifestyles, you should be able to speak out against and not be forced to be silent. And that's kind of what they're pushing towards is fascism is what it is. That's what's so funny. They call them anti-fascist, but really it's fascism. When you tell people they can't speak, that's what Hitler did. I mean, you look at when they raised their hands and saluted him. You look at the crowd, every now and then you might find one person that didn't, but it was commanded of you. And that's where we're heading as a culture and a society if we don't stop now. So I know we got another break coming up, but we'll try to get to some more of the news and talk about a little bit about the weather. And then we'll be wrapping up for the day. This is Lee Bright filling in for Tara. Thanks for staying with us. Hello, this is Lee filling in for Tara. Just had a good talk with Bill Connor down in Mount Pleasant, which, Mount Pleasant's a beautiful area. So if you want to stay out of Charleston while they're occupied, you can go into Mount Pleasant. It's beautiful sights and a lot of good people down there. And like I said, if you want to go to the coast and avoid subsidizing the left, then you can obviously visit Mount Pleasant. And but we've got some more texts coming in. I know we're about to wrap up the show. Texter writes, Lee, how can anyone read all these bills they vote on? I don't see any sense. You've been there, you might know. Well, I can tell you it's they fly through them pretty fast. There is a committee process. On the Senate side, we moved a lot slower. And, the strikes are where they're deleting law. The underlines are where they're adding, and most of it's already the law. So you don't have to read every word. You just have to see what the impact is, on the changes. But as far as the bills themselves, I mean, it's usually you don't have to read much to find out something that's wrong. The problem is that when I was there, now, of course, they've elected more Republicans, but it doesn't seem like they're any more conservative. We'll find out soon when it comes to the, they couldn't pass constitutional carry on the Senate side. They couldn't, basically, they have had real issues on the Senate side, even after the changeover and more Republicans. You don't get – what happens is you get more people with R's by their names. You don't get more conservatives. But by the time something passes, this usually watered down to the point to where it's almost offensive, and a lot of times you vote against it. I mean, I voted for a lot of things down there, but a lot of the legislators don't read them. I mean, I remember one time in particular, the entire Senate voted for a conference report that hadn't even been reduced to writing. And I say the whole Senate, I voted against it, and Tom Corbin voted against it. And it was to do with breweries. And my big issue was that, you know, it hadn't been reduced to writing. They were just telling us what they planned on writing. So it's not, it goes way too fast, especially with the budget. You know, in the Senate, I was able to filibuster and kind of slow some things down on the budget side. In the House, you know, it takes numbers in the House. I do think that, you know, I would like to see, you know, we had Representative Bobby Cox on. I think, you know, he could be a leader on some of this stuff. It's just the issue you run into is anytime you got somebody that, you know, that with his pedigree, he's a really, really sharp guy, you know, military experience and all that, the first thing the leadership's going to do is put their arms around him and try to convince him that he can't fix things and he's just got to do the best he can. And I think somebody like him could. You know, Stephen Long called in on the show when I was hosting. I mean, we got a lot of people that, you know, I think would do the right thing. They just need some help and they need some hard chargers and, you know, we just don't have them right now, and they're going to target them. They don't want anybody. I mean, you think about your Republican caucus. I mean, they spend money to, you know, they went after not the caucus itself. Well, the caucus may have. I have to ask Jonathan Hill, but I know their party pretty much went after Jonathan Hill. Tom Fernandez was talking about his race. I mean, they weigh in. They'll go after the conservative in a primary, but they don't go after the moderates. They don't go after people that ignore the platform. So, I mean, we got some real problems in the party. More people have to get involved. And like I said, I did stop by a Fair Forest in Spartanburg precinct meeting, and they're really getting engaged. So we got to have more people getting engaged, and that takes time, but it is worth it because, you know, you can have an impact, but you've got to get involved, especially on the local level. We've got a lot coming up this session, you know, with 600 and or six, I think $6.25 billion was the number of extra money. So you got to get on the phone with your legislators, tell them what's going on. They definitely need to hear it from you. You know, they're going to follow the path of least resistance. That's the problem. You're not going to get all, you're never going to have a majority of legislators that are going to be ideologically bound and are going to do the right thing every time. You're going to get a lot of folks that are just going to go where the path of least resistance. So put the pressure on, make the phone calls, you know, get their cell phones if you can so you can text them. And this is Lee Bright. Enjoyed filling in for Tara. Hope to be back soon filling in. And God bless you. Thanks for listening. And be safe out there, especially on that ice.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!